Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End.
So we're going to talk about what's going on in Britney's life right now. And it's bad. It's not good. She's been in a war with her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, over how much time she has been spending with their sons for quite a while now. And it's starting to get uglier and uglier. Lawyers are now involved as well. And what K-Fed did the other day was he posted videos on his social media that her sons shot on their phones of when Britney is yelling at them. And we're going to play that audio for you coming up here. But if you've already heard the audio, great. Call us, though, at 909-1065. That's our new number because we're broadcasting from our new studio. 909-1065. And tell us, is this something that is shocking for a mother to do to her kids? Or is this something that is kind of within the realm of sometimes what moms sound like when they yell at their kids? But before I play the audio, Britney's lawyers are now taking Kevin Federline to court to pull those videos down.
I don't blame her.
So here's audio from the first one. This is her sons are laying in bed. It almost sounds like they have to share a room, which we know that that's not true. But they're laying in bed trying to go to sleep. Britney has come in very late to yell at them.
This is my house. If I want to come in here and give you lotion for your face because it is coarse and all you tell me, no, it's fine, no, it's not fine. You all better start respecting me. Are we clear?
Yeah.
You all need to start treating me like a woman with worth. I am a woman, okay? Be nice to me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So that's the first clip.
Okay, so this is the clip that I think seems like normal mom pissed off.
Okay.
I think it's kind of weird that she went and woke him up, but I don't know what was happening before that.
I think it's also weird that she wants to rub lotion on their faces.
Well, I don't think that she... I think she's just bringing them lotion. I think they got to rub it on themselves. I don't know.
Because your face is coarse.
This one did nothing to me. This isn't the one that got me fired up.
This is the second clip. More people are talking about this one. This was shot inside of a car. Britney is not driving. The boys are in the back.
Have you lost your mind? I do care, but I'm shocked as with you. Oh. And I don't know what to do. I'm scared of you because you're weird, because you're going through puberty. I don't know what to say, but I do care more than you know.
Now call 909-1065 or you can text into 73389. That number hasn't changed, but 909-1065 is our new number. Is this normal mom yelling at kid? Or is this pretty bad and Kevin Federline has a point?
Okay, so one of the things that was not shared in that audio, what she's yelling at her son about is that he, teenage boys are so stupid. I think they were in Alaska. He took his shoes and his socks off at an ice cream shop. Okay, so that's what she's yelling at him about. And because he did that and like back sassed her, she is going to take away his phone. Now, on TikTok and Instagram, everything, I saw so many people being like, this is totally normal. All I see is a mom disciplining her son. If he was acting up, she should have taken his phone away. Yeah, of course. Talking to your kid that way, I have a problem. My parents never talked to me like that. They certainly didn't cuss at me like that. And I do not speak to my kids like that. Do I cuss in front of my kids? Yes. Would I ever call them weird and tell them I'm scared of them? No.
I don't think she meant that she was literally scared of them.
I don't care what she meant. She said the words, you scare me.
So I am on the side of, I think this is actually kind of normal. I think that any parent that says, that I, if there's any video of me at my worst yelling at my kids, that it wouldn't be shocking to people to be seen out of context, I think is lying to themselves, because I think that you do sometimes kind of lose yourself. And listen, I'm no Britney fan, but if you want to comment on this, 909-1065 is our phone number. Let's talk to Elena, producer Jacob on line one. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay.
Good morning, Elena.
Nope.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Elena, what do you think? Is this normal mom behavior, or is Kevin Federline right and this is kind of shocking mothering?
I think it's normal. I have a 15-year-old, and if he did something that warranted a conversation like that, then absolutely.
What would warrant a conversation like that, do you think?
Maybe riding his bike out in the street without a helmet, or just doing something that would maybe cause physical harm to himself or if his sibling.
Yeah. You know what? I think that is probably, if your child put themselves in danger, I think that is the one and only time when if you lose your mind and say a bunch of stuff that you absolutely shouldn't say, that is probably the only time, because in that instance, you're actually reacting out of fear. I don't think it's normal to talk to your kids and swear at them. I don't know why that's weird.
You don't swear at your kids.
I never swear at my children.
I mean,
absolutely not.
I have sworn at my kids.
The worst I'll say is, have you lost your GD mind? That's probably the worst thing I've ever said to my kids that included a cuss word.
I have sworn at my kids. Let's talk to Lenny. Good morning, Lenny.
Morning.
What would you like to say? Is this normal? Is Brittany talking to her kids like this normal, or is it pretty bad?
I think, unfortunately, it was a norm for me growing up, and being a kid that was quote unquote weird, being called that by your parent and being told that you're scary, those are very hard words to hear, especially from your parent. And trust me when I say that will cause a lot of expensive therapy in the future.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lenny, for calling. Let's talk to Wendy. Good morning, Wendy.
Hi, guys.
What would you like to say?
First of all, I think everyone's given her such a hard time. I mean, she's been under scrutiny for her entire life.
That's true.
And she just got out of a crazy, crazy world. And she definitely needs to have, you know, some time to probably get used to the public. And she's probably always known that whatever she says out in front of anybody is going to be scrutinized. I definitely have yelled at my kids and used a bad word. You know, you lose your frustration sometimes when they get crazy. And, you know, sometimes you say things. She may have apologized after this and no one knows.
That's true, too.
That's true. Keep in mind, though, she's done this enough that they started recording her.
Yeah, that's also true. I think maybe something that's a little different is you've never had a son. You've never been a son, and you've never had a son.
I know. I have 5 brothers, though.
Yeah.
I never saw my parents talk to, my brothers did some crazy stuff. Listen, it's not the yelling. It's the language, and it's not just the cussing. Like the previous caller said, calling your kid weird. The other thing you don't hear in this is that she gets the little brother involved. Jaden, how did it make you feel when he took his shoes off? It's like, Brittany, stop.
But listen, the controversy with Britney keeps going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.